In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. After the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see the disciples of John witnessing the Lord Christ and his disciples baptizing the people. They ran to Saint John the Baptist and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, he is baptizing and all are coming to him. Some sort of jealousy and sense of competition started to arise in the heart of the disciples of Saint John, and fearing that maybe the new teacher will take the place of Saint John the Baptist, they ran to him in order to inform him about what is happening. Maybe he has to do something to stop this new convert in their mind from taking the popularity from Saint John the Baptist. Their behavior is typical for us as humans sometimes when we are tempted to go in some kind of ungodly competition. Saint John the Baptist was a servant to God. This was the case all the time. But they did not think about it from this perspective. They thought about it from the point of who is taking the lead, and popularity now is moving from a teacher to another teacher. There are certain things that we have to keep in mind, lest we all fall into this snare, the snare and the trap of ungodly competition that made many people to lose their salvation and destroyed and divided many churches throughout history. The first thing to remember is that this ungodly competition is the reason behind the fall of Lucifer. Lucifer was an angel. God blessed him with all kinds of blessings. He made him to be mighty, to rule over ranks of angels, and to be beautiful in how God created him. Not looking at what God blessed him with, but comparing himself with God, he fell into this kind of competition. Then we read about his fall in Isaiah 14. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. Comparing himself, falling into this competition, made Lucifer to become Satan. That's why we have to be very careful. No one of us is as mighty or were given as Lucifer was given, but an angel fell when he was taken in this kind of ungodly competition. It also occurs between family members. The story of Cain and Abel is also another example of how this competition led a brother to kill his brother. They looked okay till the time when both of them have to offer, and God looked at Abel and did not accept the sacrifice from the hands of Cain. And this comparison, looking at my brother and seeing he was granted a favor before God, then hatred and envy and all of these negative feelings started to arise in his heart that led him to kill his brother. In the same way also between Esau and Jacob, there was some kind of competition. Unfortunately, their parents contributed into this competition. Rebekah loved Jacob and Isaac loved Esau. When the family is divided in how they love their children, eventually this will lead the brothers to compete with one another. And this is what happened, and this is what led to the suffering of everyone in the family. Esau suffered, Jacob suffered, and of course their parents suffered when they knew that the older brother is about to kill his younger one. This competition we see it in our household, in our families. People are competing with one another. Sometimes you find a husband and wife competing for the love of their children. We find a daughter and her mother-in-law, or a son and his father-in-law, competition. And this competition is not according to God's will. And we allow it to defile our hearts. It occurs between family members very common, and we have to be very, very careful from this kind of competition. This ungodly competition also was seen among the people of God in the Old Testament. God appointed Aaron to be the priest. He is the only one to raise incense before God. Other people from the children of Israel envied the position of Aaron. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram went to Moses and said to him, "You take too much upon yourselves, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? Why you think of yourself that you are different than us? Why you have to do something that we cannot do ourselves?" And then, falling into this snare, they challenged Moses and Aaron. And this led, as we know the story, that God punished those people when the ground opened its mouth and swallowed all of them. It made a big conflict among the children of Israel when they started to say, "Why you were given this, and I cannot do it myself." It also, this kind of ungodly competition, it was a distraction for the disciples for some time. Who is the greatest? You know, when we look to each other and see and we compare, who is greater, this or this? Who is a better servant? Who is a better deacon? Who is taking this and who is not taking the same? The disciples went into entertaining this. Who is greatest among them? The Lord Christ wanted to get them back into the right mindset, said to them, if you want to be the greatest, you become the least. If you want to be the first, you have to be the servant of all. Unfortunately, till this hour, very contemporary time, we see churches competing who will take the lead in the world, who will preside over others. This was not the teaching of the Lord at any time. He never taught us that we should be competing who is number one. This kind of ungodly competition also was caused the fall of some in the New Testament churches. St. John the Beloved writes in his third epistle about one of the disciples called Diotrephes. He says about him, "I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us." Who loves to receive the preeminence among them does not receive us. Why he does not receive St. John the Beloved and the disciples of the Lord the Christ? Simply because I want to be number one. And if somebody else is going to tell me what to do, I will definitely reject this. And then strife and division will take place in the church. Look how common this ungodly competition, how easy for the people to fall into, and how dangerous this kind of fall and what it can cause to the churches. Ungodly competition is the daughter of pride. We compete because I want my ego to take the preeminence. It has no other reason. Usually, typically, when we are competing, we are trying to find excuses to ourselves that we are defending the glory of God. I am opposing my brother in the church because he is not doing what God wants him to do. I am striving to take the preeminence because I know how to manage things and to take do the right things here. It's the daughter of pride. It says and points to something that's wrong inside us. It's not about those people whom we are competing with, thinking that they are the reason behind our suffering. My suffering comes because my heart is defiled with pride, and pride gives birth to this ungodly competition. Ungodly competition is not only the daughter of pride, it is the mother of hatred. Hatred is a bad word. We try as much as we can to avoid saying that I hate someone. We do not want to admit that I hate this person. But if we go into this competition, eventually, it's inevitable that we will fall into hatred. I wish, I cannot say it, but I wish that this person would disappear. I would come one day to the church and my fellow servant would be somewhere else. I wish him or her all the best in Alaska. going anywhere away from my church. Ungodly competition is the main reason behind divisions. Churches are divided because people are competing for the glory of God, as they name it. How can we say that we are working to glorify God among His people, and we end up into parties inside the church and people are divided? How can we say that we are working in order for the name of God to be exalted, and then we end up with a divided service? It cannot be like this. We're just deceiving ourselves. Ungodly competition also is against God's economy, who blessed every member with a different gift. Why we are different? Why every one of us is unique? Because God wants all of us, every one of us, to complement one another, to contribute into this one body that is the body of Christ, the church, His bridegroom. We are different not because some of us are blessed more than others, but because every one of us is needed in his capacity to contribute to the health and welfare of the body of Christ. Today, we are given lessons from Saint John the Baptist. Saint John the Baptist was said about him that he was an angel. This reminds us with the first angel who fell, Lucifer. He also was the cousin of the Lord Christ. He is a family member with him. He is the forerunner, the one who came before him, and he was also a priest and a son of a priest. So he was given everything, you know, that can tempt anyone to think that why I should be less than him. We are relatives. I'm called the angel, and I came before him. I'm older than him. And maybe the words of his disciples could work something in his mind to make him fall into this kind of ungodly competition. How did he respond when the disciples, his disciples, came and said to him, look, this man is taking your popularity from you. He's taking now the lead. The first response he gave, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. God is the one who gave whom I am to stand before God and say, why, God, did you give this and you denied me this? If I believe that God is the one who gave the honor, I will not compete with anyone. If whoever I am competing with, I think of him or her, that God entrusted him with this, I will not fall into the snare of this competition. If God blessed him with this, how can I say no to God? God is the one who gives. A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. The second point he answers, saying, you yourselves bear witness, bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. I am not the Christ. Knowing whom I am, being content and secured in whom I am, will spare me the fall into this competition. This is one of the things that express itself when we feel the insecurity. I fight with others, I strive with them because I am insecure in whom I am. I cannot be content with my role. I want to be this and this and this and this. Saint John the Baptist also answered his disciples and said to them, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. My joy is in his success. Can we say this about each other? That I rejoice when I see someone else is successful, is doing the work of God in a faithful way, and God is giving him grace. Can we say that our joy is fulfilled when we see the church of God is growing, is prospering, even if this on the hands of others, or unless it come on my own hand, then I cannot rejoice. My joy is in the success of the church, but this should be through me. I am not, as St. John the Baptist said, I am not the groom. I am his friend. I rejoice when he comes. When his voice is heard, this is where my joy is fulfilled. the last answer that he gave to his disciples, he must increase and I must decrease. How hard we say this about anyone around us? Are we willing and able that whenever time comes, that we prepare others, those who are younger than us, those who are to come after us, and we say that I must decrease and he must increase? He is the future, but I am the past. He is the one that I should help and support in order for him or her to take the lead, to be prepared. Or I always feel like I have to compete to keep my position and to keep my dominance to the last day of my living here on earth. Saint John the Baptist understood very well his role and his position and his task. He must increase and I must decrease. He gave us this lesson on how to avoid this kind of ungodly competition, how to live complementing and helping one another to grow in the love and service of our God. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.